Eagles fans. I'm Becky Brandsinger, and welcome to another edition of Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Now, it's surely been an active week here at the NovaCare Complex as the Eagles prepare for the Dallas Cowboys. We've got you covered with all of the latest. The Eagles went through another practice week without starters Michael Vick and LeSean McCoy, who are both battling back from concussions. McCoy suffered his concussion 2 weeks ago toward the end of the Redskins game, while Vick was taken out in the last matchup against the Cowboys. Now, both players have made improvements. However, they were both listed as out for this weekend's game. After Friday's practice, head athletic trainer Rick Burkholder provided the update.
The update on both LeSean and Mike, I'll start with LeSean. But LeSean, he's in phase two. He's doing pretty well. His symptoms are down to almost nothing. His major complaint is fatigue, but he's going through the program, so he's doing fine, and he's in stage two. So the next phase, we go to three, four, five, and see how he does. With Michael, there's some reports that Michael took a step back or he's not doing as well. That's not true. We're in phase four right now. Michael got symptoms in phase four. I traced it back to with the people in Pittsburgh to why he wasn't doing well in the impact test, and it's all related in it, and it all has to do with his eye movement, visual tracking, and how that affects his balance centers. And so what we've done is we've gone back and we've rehabbed those areas, and we will test him again Monday in impact, and I have a feeling that he'll do better.
Head coach Andy Reid has stood by Vic since the injury and has said multiple times that he is still listed as the starter for when he returns to game action. Now, after practice, Reid said that he knows Vic is chomping at the bit to get back on the field.
Ultimate competitor, absolutely no doubt that he wants to play and do those things. It's just, you have to go through the protocol. There's no way around that. And when you're talking about a guy that loves to play the game like he does, that's how it works. So, but he still has to do everything that everybody else does, and that's the way the league set it up, and rightly so. I mean, that's the right thing to do. So, he loves to play the game.
Vic released the following statement to the media on Friday afternoon. I want to thank my fans for the thousands of well wishes. I also appreciate the support of the entire Eagles organization. I feel strong and healthy. And as a professional athlete, I want to play in every game, but the NFL has a specific protocol to protect players. My focus is to complete this process successfully so I can rejoin my team on the field. And as for the rest of the Eagles' injuries, head coach Andy Reid also ruled out running back Chris Polk with a toe injury. Defensive tackle Fletcher Cox is listed as questionable and was not at practice due to a death in the family. Andy Reid said that he is scheduled to meet the team in Dallas. And now some good news for the Eagles is that center Dallas Reynolds practiced for the first time all week. However, he is listed as questionable. So if he cannot play, Evan Mathis would move from guard to center, and Danny Watkins would fill in at left guard. Both Reid and quarterback Nick Foles said that they have complete confidence in whoever will play on the offensive line. Now, with Vic listed as out, the rookie Nick Foles will make his third consecutive start against the Cowboys. Now, we all remember Foles saw his first NFL action when he entered the first matchup with the Cowboys in relief of a concussed Michael Vick. Foles impressed the home crowd with 219 passing yards, including a 44-yard bomb to Jeremy Maclin for a touchdown. But since then, Foles has not thrown a touchdown pass and has only thrown for 323 yards. Now, on Friday, Foles said that despite of the drop in statistics, he has remained level-headed and believes that he will improve.
You know, I stick to what I know, and I stick to, you know, the people close to me, and I just stay the same. I'm going to keep working hard no matter what. I mean, I haven't played as well as I'd like to, but I'm going to keep working at it. I'm going to work as hard as I can to be the best player I can. And no matter what, win or lose, I'm going to treat it the same when I look at the film and try to get better no matter what. So it's a day-to-day thing. I just got to keep working. There's going to be highs, there's going to be lows. And, you know, I just got to get to a steady thing where, you know, I'm solid all around. And, you know, it's a never-ending process. Always got to be working.
Now, not only will Foles be without running back LeSean McCoy in his second game versus the Cowboys, but he will also be without top wide receiver DeSean Jackson, who was placed on injured reserve earlier in the week with broken ribs. Foles says that even though the team is without its top weapons, he has confidence that others will step up their game.
You know, we have guys step up. We have a great group of guys that have been working all week. And, I have all the confidence in the world in them, and they're working, you know, their butts off. They're excited to play. And the most important thing is for, you know, us to play as a unit, play together. And no matter what happens through the course of the game, stay focused, stay together as a unit, and help each other out. I mean, the most successful offenses work together and, you know, stick together throughout the tough times.
Now, one of those players that who might get his shot Sunday is Marvin McNutt. The team placed DeSean Jackson on injured reserve on Tuesday, and they made an unexpected move of releasing defensive end Jason Babin, which has left two spots on the Eagles roster open. So today, Andy Reid announced the promotion of McNutt from the practice squad to the active roster. McNutt says that he is ready for his opportunity and has worked since training camp to elevate his game.
Yeah, man, it definitely, you know, when you put in the work that, you know, most of us, all of us really put in, you know, all year long, and to be a part of it, you know, even if you're just on practice squad, and then finally get called up, is still a great opportunity and a great feeling. With me moving up is a testament to what has happened, you know, over the past few weeks, you know, just the work that we put in. I mean, he could have gave it to either one of the guys on the practice squad. We've all been working our tails off.